This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club on this Labor Day weekend. Not too nice of a day today, but tomorrow is going to be a beauty, they say. So let's think positive and get outside tomorrow and work around the yard. And maybe today, if you're out and about running some errands due to the rain, if you're in that area, and you're looking at your tulips and daffodils and crocuses and trying to plant a garden, make sure that you feed them when you plant them. And Dr. Earth has a fantastic bulb food that has over a dozen beneficial microbes in it to stimulate the roots to get them established and to get them growing so that when spring gets here, they can produce a much larger flower. So when you plant bulbs, feed them at the time of planting. Put a half a handful right in the hole if you're putting in, you know, 8, 10, 12 bulbs. Work it into the soil. Set your bulbs in. And then in the spring, when they begin to poke through the ground, feed them again. And that will give the plant extra energy to give you a bigger flower and a flower that will last longer in your garden. So don't just buy the bulbs, dig a hole and throw them in. Add some Dr. Earth bulb food at the same time. Okay, George, who's up next?
That would be Chet. He's got a question about a defoliant he's using.
Okay. Chet, good morning. How can we help you with the defoliant?
Paul, currently I'm using a weed killer, and I'm concerned that it may have some Agent Orange in it or some derivative of Agent Orange, and chemical composition is it has a 2,4 dimethylamine. Would that be anything related to Agent Orange?
2,4-D is a very common lawn insecticide, and it's in the same family. It's something that's been used. I've been working in the garden industry since 1968, and it was one of the main ingredients to take care of dandelions, chickweed, clover, that type of a thing. And use properly. Don't double up the rate. Apply it when the weed is wet so that it can go from a powder to a liquid very quickly, be absorbed into the weed and kill it. And within a 3 to 4 week period, the microbes in the soil will break it down, but it's not a product like Roundup that is very toxic and can get into your well water. So 2,4-D is a much better product to use than Roundup.
Okay, I was concerned about I call up the manufacturer, and of course they said that my concerns didn't have to be, you know, addressed because there was no problem with Agent Orange. But I have to double check.
Yeah, it's not even close to the strength of what Agent Orange was. And I was talking with Ken Kukurowski from the Bayer Advance Company about this, and he was telling me he has been in the marketing and development. When he first started, it was in the developing of various products. And he said to me, he said, this Agent Orange stuff, when it was first made, worked pretty good. But the problem was this. The government wanted it faster than the manufacturer could make it because of the war. They wanted to defoliate the jungle so that the Viet Cong could be seen, and it would make it easier for our army to control the war effort. And because some of these companies were making it quicker and skipping some of the processes, it actually got stronger. And it was a product that if it drifted onto humans, it would create damage to their immune system. It would cause a lot of physical and mental problems. But that was then, and it's a product that isn't being made anymore because of that particular problem. And it's something that in a bad time of our country we needed. And unfortunately, these chemical companies skipped some steps to get it made and shipped, and it created a problem. And now it's gone, and it will never be made again, hopefully.
Thank you very much for your information.
Okay. But 2,4-D, again, I started in 1968, and it was the number one ingredient that was used and still is being used to take care of broadleaf weeds. There was another product that was mixed in with it, and it was called Silvex, S-I-L-V-E-X. And in the mid-70s, Silvex was being made in England. And the factory that was making Silvex caught fire. And they finally got the fire out, but the smoke that drifted over 100 miles in length, and I forget how many miles wide, and women that were pregnant lost a lot of babies. And seeing that, the U.S. government banned it from being used in the United States, and I'm sure other countries did the same thing. So Silvex is gone, and now it's 2,4-D, and they add a few other products to it to control the weeds, and it's a lot safer than it was in the 60s when I started working in the gardening industry. George, who's up next?
That would be Kenny. He's got a problem with brown spots on his lawn.
Okay. Kenny, good morning. How can we help you out today?
Paul, are you?
Yes. Yes, I'm here for you, Kenny.
It's not brown spots. It's Brussels sprouts.
Oh, Brussels sprouts. Okay.
Brussels sprouts, yes. I planted some Brussels sprouts. I got a late jump like everybody else. And they're beautiful plants. They're just not growing any Brussels sprouts.
There's nothing coming out?
No, I mean, I can see little spots where there should be, but it's just, they're about, I don't know, two and a half feet tall. And
wow.
Like you said, I'm hoping maybe there's something I can do to give them a jump start before the end of the season.
Wow. Well, I'll tell you, I planted 12 Brussels sprouts because that's one of my favorite vegetables. And 2 weeks after I planted them, the damn rabbits or woodchuck or something got in there and ate 8 of the 12 in a two-night period. I replanted, and some deer got into it and ate some of the leaves. And like you, I was looking at it the day before yesterday when I was in the garden, and there are only a few small ones, and I've never had that happen. But I did plant them late. Usually, when I plant the broccoli, cauliflower, Brussels sprouts in the garden, I plant them during mid-April. And this year, I didn't get them in the ground until the first week in June. And
those,
yeah, and those particular plants are called cold crops. And they do best when planted when the weather is cold. For some reason, the cold will activate the hormones in the plant and gets it on the right start. So I think, like you, we just planted them too late. So next year, I've learned my lesson. Whether it's cold or not, they're going in the ground.
Exactly. Yeah, I guess so. It's a shame. They're pretty plants.
I know.
I got one more quick question for you, too. My peach trees. My peaches are loaded with peaches, but they're all about racquetball size. What can I do next year to try to make them a little bigger?
Okay. The best thing for you to do, number one, is to feed them at the time when they're coming into bloom. And once they start to form peaches on your plant, if you've got a cluster that's got five little peaches, break off a couple of them and thin it. Because instead of all the energy going into two or three, it's being divided by five. So that your peaches are going to stay smaller. So thin them out, and that will work.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No morning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew. BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash. And all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Do you need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now.
If deer, rabbits, skunks, and squirrels are driving you crazy, it's time to treat your property with Evergard Repellent. This is a commercial product available to you, the homeowner, for the first time. Evergard is safe to use around kids and pets. It will last for up to 8 weeks, so treat the perimeter of your vegetable garden because it's eco-friendly. Go to EvergardRepellents.com or call 877-337-3337. Evergard.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
If you're an unincorporated business owner, it's too late for you. That is, if you've already been sued and lost your home, your car, and your personal life savings. But if you haven't been sued yet, there is still time to incorporate and protect your personal assets. And the first step is just a phone call away. Because Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation toolkit to all business owners, including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. For your free incorporation toolkit, call now 1-800-936-9256. Incorporation is the shield that protects your personal assets. Without it, you could lose everything. That's why at Incorporate.com, they just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. They don't provide legal or financial advice. If someone sues tomorrow, will you lose everything? Don't wait until it's too late. Call now for your free incorporation toolkit. Hurry, they're still giving them away for free at 1-800-936-9256. Call 1-800-936-9256. That's 1-800-936-9256.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Labor Day weekend. I hope you're able to get a little bit of fun in with the kids and family, maybe a cookout. If you're in the rain, well, so something that we need more than sunshine right now, but Monday will be a good day. If you need some help, give us a call, 855-660-4261. And if you don't receive our email newsletter, it's free. It comes to you every single Thursday, and we write different stories for you. This coming Thursday, I have done a story about the flowering crab and how it has such beautiful fruit in the fall. And also a treat that if you live south of Boston, blooms late in the year called the mimosa. And I'll do three stories every single week. We'll give you some garden tips and a lot more. Just go to Paul Parent, PARENT.com. Click on newsletter. Put your email address. And it's free. You'll get it every Thursday, year-round. Okay, George, who's up next?
That would be David. He's doing some reforestation and has some questions.
Okay. David, good morning. What are you rebuilding? Or you're just cleaning out the woods and thinning them out?
Oh, morning, Paul. Out here in San Francisco.
Yes.
Can you hear me all right? Yeah.
Oh, yeah, nice and clear.
Okay, good. Great. Hey, by the way, we got a terrible heat wave here in the last day or so. You're aware that, was it NASA and, most of the global warming adherents, I guess I'd say, have declared that we really only have 3 years left. If we don't do something quick to cool down the planet, it's going to only get hotter and hotter and hotter and bigger storms and chopping down the last trees in order to rebuild what shouldn't have been built there in the first place. And so this whole idea of civilization deciding, at the crest of the tidal wave, whether or not to fall or whether to do something to calm it down. Planting trees is said to be the smartest idea that anybody could ever do.
You better believe it. I mean, the more trees we have, the more carbon dioxide will be absorbed into that plant to clean the air and to make it easier to breathe. It will help to improve the environment. So, yes, we do need trees, and the more we can plant, the better.
Sure. So what I've been looking at is, you know, if it's this time of year, end of August, early September, anywhere in your listening audience, what would be, there are certain trees that are better to be planting in the spring and certain that would be better to plant in the autumn. If there was like a Cub Scout troop that was going to go on a hike and they decided should they carry maple squirts or should they carry acorns, you know, what, if you've got an idea of what to recommend for the autumn?
Well, this time of the year, the acorns have come down, and it's something that, you know, in the next month or so, they can harvest them. Just pick them up, and as they go for a hike, they don't need to plant them deep, but they do need to get them in the ground so that animals like chipmunks and squirrels don't pick them up and eat them. That'll defeat the whole purpose.
Sure.
So that any large seed like that that you can plant in the fall will come up all by itself in the spring. And also, if you have maple, you're going to see those helicopters.
Right, right.
Those
pick them up on top of the hill and scatter them out, yeah.
Exactly, exactly. And, you know, I learned something this past year, David, that really surprised me. I live in Maine, and the Northeast has mountains and wooded areas that are made up of oak, maple, poplar, beech, spruce, fir, hemlock. So we have a lot of different plants. Some are evergreen, some are deciduous. Well, we took a tour to the national parks. We got into Yellowstone, and Yellowstone has one variety of tree. It's a West Coast long needle pine. And the problem with having a situation like that is they're having a problem with an insect that only feeds on pine trees, and a good percentage of the park is defoliated.
Buying Theravance Durazone Weed and Grass Killer?
No thanks, I always buy Roundup Extended Control.
But why? Durazone with Ergo Grip Sprayer gives you more control, preventing new weeds up to 6 months.
Well, my label says, 4 months?
Yeah, Durazone also covers more area, like 60% more.
You know, the more I think about it.
You're switching to Durazone.
Durazone Weed and Grass Killer. Get more from the blue bottle. Always read and follow label instructions. Comparison to Roundup Extended Control 1.3 gallon ready to use.
Why am I wearing a lab coat and standing in your lawn? Because I'm a Bayer Advanced lawn care scientist, and I'm about to revolutionize the way you control lawn weeds. Because with Bayer Advanced season-long weed control for lawns, you get the only spray that kills listed broadleaf lawn weeds, then creates a barrier below to prevent new weeds for up to 6 months. One application is all it takes. Count on Bayer Advance to put revolutionary science right in your hands. Get more from the blue bottle. Always read and follow label instructions.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We were talking with David about trees, and tell you, you never know how lucky you are until you see what's growing in other parts of the country. The other, you know, all the country is very unique and very different, but I was amazed when we got into Yellowstone and all of the mountains and the valleys were covered with this one particular tree. There were a few other plants, but that was the main tree. And if they're being infected right now with a beetle, and the beetle is destroying the national park. And unfortunately, the way a national park is run is they run it with Mother Nature. So, if there's a fire that was started by lightning, then they let it burn itself out unless it's going to endanger. If it's started by human, then they will go after it and they will try and put it out. And when we were there, we went through an area that about 20, 25 years ago, there was a fire. And the fire consumed 37% of the national park, burnt all the trees right down to the ground. And these areas are coming right back. But again, it's the same tree. And with this beetle, we drove by sides of mountains and everything was dead. And now what they have to wait for is a fire, because that particular pine produces a cone, and the cone can sit the cone can sit on the ground for several years, not release the seed until the cone catches fire. That's the way that plant works. It will only rejuvenate itself when you have a fire. So living in New England, when you have 25 or 30 different varieties of plants making up the landscape, you're less likely to have a problem like this. So it's amazing what you see when you travel. Just be a little bit more aware when what you're looking at, and you'll be amazed. George, who's up next?
That would be Peter. He's having an issue with some weeds.
Okay.
Hello.
Peter, good morning.
Yes. Good morning. How are you?
I'm wonderful. How about you, Peter?
Fantastic. Thank you. I have a hopefully a quick question. It may be twofold if we can get to it. But
sure.
My priority is I have a couple of raised beds, about 10 foot by 12 foot. This year I lost control of weeding, and at this point, they're just, it's crabgrass and weeds. It's out of control. I want to rip out all that stuff. But how do I prevent it from, you know, happening again next year? I'm afraid
okay.
that these weed seeds and the crabgrass have flowered and will just return threefold.
Yeah, well, they will, definitely, because each crabgrass plant can make 500 seeds or more. So for now, is it a large area?
It's 2 10-by-12 beds.
Okay. You know, one thing I would do is maybe you could burn the garden.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, my dad did this every year. I don't know what your local town will say, but you can find out.
Mm-hmm.
And as I got into the agricultural business, I found out that all of the companies that produce grass seed, once they're done harvesting the seed, they will actually burn all of the fields because that will eliminate diseases, insects, and weeds in their fields.
Okay.
So that's their way of cleaning the soil without using chemicals.
Okay.
So if the beds are just solid weeds, well, give them a chance to dry, put a match to it, that'll burn all the seed, and then cultivate the ground, get it ready, and next spring, after you've planted, you can use a product called Preem. It's spelled P-R-E-E-M. It comes in a yellow container, and you just plant everything, cultivate the soil around them. You shake on these flakes, and it's like using a crabgrass preventer. It
okay.
forms a skin on the surface of your soil. The seed germinates, mm-hmm. and when it punctures through the skin, it will absorb it. And it will kill the seedling.
Okay.
And
but it won't hurt the things that I plant.
No, because
okay.
it's you plant first, you put this on, you water it in,
yep.
and it will dissolve to a liquid, and it will make a barrier. And
okay.
when the seed breaks through the barrier, it absorbs the weed killer, but it doesn't hurt the plants that you've put in that are mature because they're already established and they're not poking through it. It's around them.
Got it. Okay, great. My secondary question, if there's time, was just I have two front gardens. They're basically perennials.
Okay.
I used to have it covered with, wood chips, and it was starting to look really very pretty, but about two years ago, I started to get some ground cover, and I think it's an American ivy, just a pretty, I didn't put it there, it just sort of showed up. I let it go because it seemed to fit in, but it's kind of choking everything out, it's taken over. I don't know if I should just leave it and keep planting through it, or is there a way to eliminate it? I'm not quite sure what to do with it. It's really taken over.
Do you see signs that it's maybe overpowering or
yes.
preventing? It is.
Yeah, it seems to be. Some of the perennials that were regrowing each year, bees balm, seem
right.
to have been, that went from becoming very hardy to very sparse, and I feel like it's just choking. It's getting choked out.
Okay.
So I can't even see the ground. I mean, who knows how many chipmunks are running around underneath it. It's really taken over.
Yeah. The thing I would do is you can buy an organic weed killer.
Okay.
The name of the company is called BioSafe System. And they have a weed killer that will do the same thing as Roundup, but it's organic.
Okay.
Give them a call. Their number is 888-273-3088. Tell them that I sent you over. Tell them what your problem is. And they can ship it to you as a concentrate. You mix it in like a pump sprayer.
Yeah.
And you just, what you could do, I mean, if it's all over the garden and it is evergreen, if you spray it now and you get it on your good perennials, you could kill them.
Yeah.
So what you want to do is wait until the perennials have turned brown,
yep.
Cut them off, and then spray just the ivy that's there. And in the spring, you may have to do it a second time, but you're putting it on the weed and not on the perennials, and the perennials should grow right through it.
Okay. Okay. Great. Now, just as a secondary back to that original garden crabgrass, if it's not enough to burn, is there anything else I might do? I heard solarization, but like with the plastic and wetting the soil and covering it. But I understand I'm going to need 6 to 8 weeks. Basically, it would probably be the entire term of the garden next year to burn out those seeds.
Yeah, what you could, I mean, most of the farmers that have that problem, they put down a fabric.
Yeah, yeah.
But what you could do now is try and clean the garden the best you can. If you can't, then just take some black plastic.
Yeah.
Lay it down. You said it's like a raised bed?
Yeah.
Then just get some black plastic, staple it to the raised bed, throw a little bit of soil on it so the wind doesn't get underneath.
Yeah.
That'll block out the light.
Yeah.
And that way in the spring, you'll have a jump start on it, or better still, buy a landscape fabric.
Yeah.
Weed that little garden.
Yeah.
Put the landscape fabric in and staple it to the raised bed.
Yeah.
And then next spring, cut a hole in the fabric and plant through the hole.
Oh, that makes sense, too. Great. Okay.
Good.
Well, thank you so much.
Thank you. You have a great weekend.
Happy Labor Day.
Okay. You too, Peter. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
George, who's up next?
That would be Christine. She's having some problems with some poison ivy, I believe.
Oh, yeah. This time of the year, it's up and running. Hi, Christine. You got a problem with poison ivy, huh?
Yes, I do, and it's growing up a tree. I did use some of the cleanup, and that worked great on the poison ivy, like on the ground.
Right.
But, I mean, I do have a pump sprayer, so I can shoot it up towards the tree. But I was wondering, should I cut it?
Yeah.
You know,
the best thing for you to do, even if you sprayed 6 or 7 feet, it's probably growing a lot taller than that. Your best bet is to get some pruners or loppers and cut the vine right at the ground. And that way, the vine growing up the tree and all the leaves, because they no longer have a source for water, will just turn yellow, turn brown, and die. And then let those leaves fall, and next spring, just try and pull it down the best you can. And then you can concentrate on what's on the ground. Whatever's in the tree, just cut it and leave it there. That will die. The pollen will go away. And then that way you can concentrate on the new shoots that are coming out of the ground and not have to worry about something that's up 10, 15, 20 feet in the air.
Okay, that's great. and I just have one more question.
Sure.
I bought a beautiful hibiscus tree at Mahoney's,
yeah.
And it's doing okay. I didn't put it outside. I have it in a room that has floor-to-ceiling windows, and it gets morning sun. So some of the leaves turn yellow. I lost them, but it looks really healthy. It's green, green leaves, and it's getting maybe it's getting acclimated to the area. But I have some Miracle-Gro that I just want to use up. So every 2 weeks I, you know, feed it with the Miracle-Gro, and I was just wondering, is there anything else I could do to?
Yeah, you can you might as well use up what you have. There's no sense throwing it away. Use it up, and hibiscus is a plant that's hungry. And I never knew how hungry they were. Many years ago, when I first started, we received an order from the West Coast of various shrubs and plants. And while we were ordering that, we ordered their hybrid hibiscus. And we were unloading the truck. A man drove by, pulled into the nursery. He went crazy. He came from California, and he bought probably a third of all the hibiscus we had that day. And he told me the more you feed them, the more they're going to bloom. And he said during the summer, every week, winter twice a week.
A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com, call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
heart disease. If on the rise, clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation Analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We're going to go right to the phone lines. George, who's up next?
Claire has a question about arborvitaes.
Claire, good morning. How can we help you with your arborvitae evergreens today?
Hi, Paul. Thanks for taking my call. We are in South Yarmouth, and we have a row of about 15 arborvitae.
Okay.
And they're about 7 feet tall and about 20 years old. Last winter, it's a summer home, and last winter when we left, everything was fine. But when we returned in the spring, the last arborvitae in the row, which actually was probably the best looking of them all, was covered in all the leaves were rusty brown, and the tree was dead. And then that proceeded to go to the next arborvitae, which it killed, and now it's going to the third in the row.
Okay, you need to get a systemic fungicide on that plant. It's a disease. And it's something that I would do now. I would treat the whole row with this product, and that will ensure that it doesn't continue to spread in the nice days that we're having now and later on during the winter. If you use a regular fungicide, you're going to kill what's there. But it only lasts for so long. So that you do want to use something that is going to be systemic, will go inside the plant, will stay there for several months and kill the problem that's developed in that plant. So that's the way to go. And being that you're not going to be there, this is a good product. Now, you can buy this fungicide as a liquid with a built-in sprayer. So all you do is you drag out the hose, attach this bottle and sprayer combination to the hose, turn on the water, hit the on button, and you just soak the plant. The name of the product is called Infuse, I-N-F-U-S-E. And it's the only systemic fungicide on the market today. It's made by Bonide in nurseries, garden centers, feed and grain stores will carry this particular product. But it's a good product. You need to get it on while the weather is still good. Just don't apply it if it's raining. Give it a couple of days to really work its way in there, and it will stop the problem.
So I spray the bushes themselves, the trees themselves.
Yeah, and I would spray the whole hedge.
Okay. Now, should I put anything in the ground as a supplement?
If you can feed them, I would get some Hollytone. Hollytone is for evergreen-type plants, and that will give it a shot of food to get it ready for the winter. It will help to fight this disease that's attacking the plant. And then by putting on the systemic Infuse, that will be inside to fight. On the inside, the fertilizer will feed the plant to make it stronger, and the combination of the two working together should help your hedge a great deal.
Well, do you know if one of those things will cover 15 trees?
The bottle of Infuse is a quart, and the quart will do a lot more than 15 plants. So you do it now. Then I would probably do it again maybe during mid-October on a nice day, and then save what's left. And in the spring, as soon as the plant starts to make new growth, spray it. And that way you've got a new application of the product that's inside the plant, and that will protect it during the early spring when we tend to get a lot of rain and when diseases start to get active.
So really soak every tree.
Soak every tree till it drips to the ground, and you can even spray some on the ground because it is systemic. It will be absorbed through the foliage, absorbed through the roots, goes inside the plant, and that way the rain can't wash it off.
So how much later should I wait to put the Bonide down on the ground?
The fertilizer, you can do everything the same day if you want. Just do the feeding first and then apply the fungicide. Thank you.
Did you know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does, and here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com. LibertyID.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.